LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on undecided voters in Southwest battleground states. Both in Nevada tonight. Trump also makes a stop in New Mexico, Harris in Arizona. ABC's Karen Travers has more on Harris's closing message.
She is going to talk about what she will do on day one if she is elected. And you heard her say this in that speech in the Ellipse the other night when she started that closing message. She will say that when she is elected on day one, she's bringing a to-do list to the Oval Office. And if Donald Trump is elected, he would be bringing in an enemies list because he's only out for revenge and retribution.
Consumer spending rose just 2.1% in September from a year ago, hovering just above the Federal Reserve Board's target rate, the inflation gauge falling to its lowest level since 2021. Mortgage rates, though, continue a roller coaster ride. Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year home loan rose to 6.72%. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has asked the state Supreme Court to decide if the state legislature should release $50 million for the Act 20 reading bill. The legislation would develop an Office of Literacy to identify and implement literacy testing and curriculum. Governor Tony Evers used line item vetoes to cut parts of the bill, which Republican legislators called unconstitutional. A Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled that Governor Evers used the authority properly in August, but rejected the request to force the release of funding. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has released a new motorist's handbook meant to share information with drivers in an easily understandable fashion. According to a press release, the revised handbook used plain language to clearly convey important information to drivers. The revised handbook has also been updated to include safety advances that have been built into the state's road designs, like diverging diamond interchanges and roundabouts. Officials say they're always looking to make their services more convenient for Wisconsinites. The Superior School Board held its budget meeting on Wednesday, discussing the future of the district with a massive referendum on the ballot next week. The school board was supposed to finalize their budget proposal this week, but with a five-year referendum on the ballot, they approved two versions of the budget to cover whether the referendum passes or fails. The district is facing a $2.5 million deficit for the next school year and has already needed to make significant cuts, including permanently closing a school to remain operational. After collecting nearly 300 submissions and narrowing them down to 10 finalists, it's time for Duluth residents to vote for their favorite in their first-ever snowplow naming contest. Among the 10 finalists are names like Sled Zeppelin, Blizzard Wizard, and Edgar Allan Plow. Residents have until November 4th to vote for their favorite name on the City of Duluth's website, and the winner will be announced on November 11th. The winning name will also be displayed on the snowplow at the Christmas City of the North Parade on November 22nd. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Snow possibly mixed with rain this afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Don't be shocked if you hear some thunder, and those winds are whipping, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures, and snow accumulations could be around 1 to 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz. We talk with John Burke, the president of Trek Bikes, an independent, about who he's voting for this November 5th.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Welcome into hour number two of the Todd Albaugh Show, live from Wisconsin Rapids at our beautiful station at WFHR. It is the 31st of October, 2024, Halloween. Happy Halloween. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here, 5 days away from the election. I have with me on the road my guys, as they say in sports, Reed Galen, the co-founder of the Lincoln Project and president of the union, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, as my football coach Ken Theed. On a day like today, we go out and practice and he'd say, gentlemen, it's a great day for football. Guys, it's a great day for radio.
It's a great day for radio, and you know what? It's a great day for democracy. Neither right? Rain, nor snow, nor wind, nor dark of night will prevent us from our appointed rounds and getting out the vote.
Absolutely. Loving it. We got Melissa.
Now you're seeing why Reed is the best right guard in politics.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Well, you know.
Melissa Kay, our great news director, literally and figuratively being our anchor here.
She is our anchor.
down the tent. We've got Chris Giese, our videographer, also doing yeoman's work as a grip as well. He does it all here on the road.
Literally a grip.
Right. We appreciate him being here. And right now we welcome another member of our great staff here at WFHR. She is Pamela Hilke. She is our traffic manager. And Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on air here. And great to have you in town, too.
It is great to be here. And I love this because, first of all, we're getting weather reports from all over our listeners, all over the state. Tiffany in River Falls says it's snowing in River Falls right now. Chris in Janesville says, earlier we played Christmas music. He says, how rude, and then laughing out loud. Lynn in Golden Valley listening says, snow in the Twin Cities right now. The ground is white. Mike in Fond du Lac says, wait a minute, no more Christmas music. One holiday at a time. Let's get through Halloween first. And then this is my favorite one over the break. Dave in New Berlin listening says, I've been there a lot, Wisconsin Rapids.
Ooh.
They have a traffic manager? What does she cover? Maybe I haven't even been to Rapids enough. No, we're not talking about like the traffic report. Tell people what traffic manager in radio means.
In a radio station, the traffic person is the person who makes sure that all the commercials that have been scheduled by our marketing and sales staff, how they get onto the official station logs.
Right.
We've got official logs that run for every radio station. And I take care of making sure the commercials get into the logs. The logs get done every day. So the next day we're on the air and we've got all the right commercials running.
You're one of those great folks, so many of them here at Civic Media, behind the scenes. You know, there's a very few of us that have the privilege of being, you know, behind the microphone. But if it not for folks like you and everybody else behind off the mic, we would never be on the mic. So you're the ones that really keep this thing going.
That's right. A little bit.
No, really a lot.
You know, in political advertising, if we have one one ad and we want to swap out another, we call it changing traffic.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly.
So. Right. I manage the copy numbers that get assigned to all the audio for all mm-hmm. the commercials for the two stations here, WFHR and WIRI. And
so I'll tell you, being inside the station, I mean, there's so much uh-huh. history and so much heritage there. You have at least three members of the Wisconsin Broadcasting Association Hall of Fame.
Yes.
You see, I don't know how many years old it is, but this, you know, multi-page newspaper that shows exactly how the newspaper operated, how the radio station operated. It was very cool.
Yes. Well, thanks. Glad you got a chance to see that. Yes.
Yeah.
And a big birthday here coming up.
Yes, we've got a big anniversary, the 84th anniversary on Election Day.
Oh.
Wow.
Happy
November
birthday.
November 5th, right.
84 years?
Yes.
FHR, yes. On the air for 84 years.
They began broadcasting on November 5th, 1940, which was Election Day. 1940.
Wow.
They came on the air at 6:30 p.m. with a debut of different broadcasting, a little bit of music. Then they went into, their news. They were there to start particularly for election reports in 1940 for the residents of Wisconsin Rapids.
And remember, too, that would have been the day that FDR was elected to his third term.
Wow.
Right?
Think of that.
Yeah.
Think of that. But I think it just shows, Pam, the importance of local radio and that people back then and probably men, I don't know for sure, but it was probably men that got this together and said, look, we need a local radio station. We need to know the news locally. It's not just nationally. And you folks here at WFHR have kept that tradition now for almost 84 years. That's incredible.
That is. And that person that got this all going, his name was William F. Huffman. Thus, WFH Radio.
Really?
F.
That's how I got it?
Radio.
Hey, you know what? If I had a radio station, I'd name it after myself.
Would you?
Yeah, for sure.
Galen on the air?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it would be K. KGAL.
Yeah, yeah, very nice. That sounds pretty good, actually.
Okay. When I get home, I have to apply for a broadcast.
Yeah, that's right. Reed's new project.
He was the founder of the radio station, also, you know, the owner, and also the publisher of the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune.
Right.
At that time. So we were, at the very start, we were co-owned by, you know, Mr. Huffman, who owned the newspaper.
Right, but to have both a local radio station and a local newspaper, right?
That really covered.
And I was looking at all of the different, not just reporters, but different editors the newspaper had back then, too.
On that old...
Yeah.
Actually, that was part of my grandmother's collection.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Newspapers that she had in a scrapbook. And at one point in time, we were doing a little refreshing of some of our offices in our previous building. And I brought that in and said, well, I found this. It's from the 1940s. It's talking about World War II. And so we had to have a copy made and have it framed. And
how long have you been with the station, Pam?
I've been with the station for 47 years.
What?
Wow. I had no idea you.
How's that possible when you're 26?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Math isn't working out here.
Well, this is my hometown radio. Hometown, grew up and went to school here. Graduated from Lincoln High School. Went to Midstate for a couple years, and there was a real tiny ad for they needed a traffic coordinator at the local radio station, and I needed a job, and I was hired.
I was
hired by Mr. Jack Gennaro. He was the general manager at the time.
Uh-huh.
And that Chuck is his son. Chuck is one of our engineers and local manager. And I mean, I started, that was a Friday. I started the very next Monday.
Wow.
And I've been doing logs and traffic.
I thought Phil Nee at WRCO, WRCE was doing well at 38 years. He's just a kid compared
to what
you've been here. But I mean, talk about for a second. We're talking to Pam Hilke, the traffic manager and truly the anchors here at WFHR, a great station in Wisconsin Rapids. What have you seen in your time here at WFHR? You know, the good and the bad. What's different about Rapids today as compared to when you started?
Well, I guess the good, the highlight, I guess, is of, you know, working here is I've met so many people just working together, you know, and then plus all the people, the listeners around here, the people that appreciate us and, you know, our fans, our loyal listeners that are just, they're always there for us.
Yeah. And, I think that's guys, you know, I mean, you know, I've been in Madison now almost 20 years. You guys are, have lived in bigger cities. And I think that's sometimes what people in metropolitan areas don't quite realize. Reed, you and I were talking about this during lunch yesterday, that in places like this, and Pam, keep me honest, but growing up in Richland Center, people in Rapids and Richland Center, these they rely for school closings,
right,
for road conditions, right, you know, for obituaries, you know, all this stuff that, that in larger cities we kind of take for granted. But, I mean, the radio station, like our public schools, they become our communities.
Yeah, I mean, we have, I mean, I live in a small town in Utah in the mountains, and we have a community radio station, and it's on in our house all day.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? We start in the morning, and it runs through the day. And, you know, we have a little bit of an NPR affiliation, but the truth is, mm-hmm, is that the vast majority of the programming is local. We, every 30 minutes, right, we do Lost and Found.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
Lost dogs, lost stuff. People, we live in a ski town. A lot of people lose stuff on lifts.
Yep.
And when they drop it off a lift, Todd, they're not going to find it, but they call it in anyway.
Right.
but it's great. It is part of the. It is a cornerstone of our town for sure.
Trippy River Falls. Did you have anything similar?
Yeah, WEVR.
Up? Yeah, there you go.
High school football games, mm-hmm, Packers. Yeah, I mean it's really what's great about what Civic Media is doing, right? Because it's tying, yep, both state and the local communities together. And it's something that's truly missing, you know, that's been missing. And, right, and in places like where I'm from, over in River Falls, it's even more important because it's a connection back to Wisconsin because all the media is Twin Cities media.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, here, right, you probably get Eau Claire, La Crosse, Wausau. I mean, Eau Claire and Wausau TV, right? But in where I'm from, it's all Twin Cities TV. So the local radio station was where you got your Wisconsin news.
I live in a state where there's only one media market. Salt Lake City covers the entire state of Utah.
Really? I didn't know that. That's crazy. Pam, talk to us about 2 minutes left here. What have we not asked you, or what have we not talked about that you would like our statewide audience to know about either WFHR or about Wisconsin Rapids, your hometown?
Well, I think it's a wonderful place to live. Like I said, I've lived here all my life. You know, I met my late husband. We worked together for the station for many years. We met on the job, and I just love working here. And I love the job. I guess I wouldn't have stayed so long. But no,
it's a passion.
I love the job. Right, right.
It's a passion.
And you know, it's fun to meet so many different listeners, yeah, and you know, people come up to you and say, "Oh, you work at WFHR. You work at WIRI." Or,
any special events coming up for the anniversary?
We're going to kind of play it low key. We're going to have one of our other longtime people on air, Mr. Terry Stake. We're going to try to have him on.
That'll be great.
Tentatively.
Yeah.
He'll be talking with James and talking about old times. And he was one of the first people that I met when I first started. And he's retired and living in another part of the state. But he's more than happy to chat with James on air and talk about some of the times going back.
Yeah.
So
I got to look at my clock wrong, about one more minute. We asked Melissa this earlier. What do you think the biggest issue or issues are that people are thinking about as they go to the polls in the Rapids area right now?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
As you go to the grocery store, as you go to wherever on the street, what are people talking about? Like, this is bothering them, or this is what they think is good?
I don't, you know, I'm probably the child care, I guess. I don't know. Maybe child care, you know, availability or pricing.
And that's something that, you know, we hear about all these, you know, big things, you know, nationally, immigration or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, who takes care of our kids?
Right.
I mean, it's a huge issue. Well, you guys are getting the job done up here. We really appreciate it. Pamela Hilke, our traffic manager at WFHR, celebrating 84 years. Pamela, thank you so very much for what you do.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Well, come on back. We got Reed, Trigby, your phone calls and more. We're live from Wisconsin Rapids on the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Get along.
Welcome back to the Tattleball Show, live on location here at Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR Radio, our local station up here. Thanks to Pam Hilke. What a great job she does here with the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Mr. Reed Galen, now the president of the union, a little Kenny Chesney to bring us back in.
I'm a huge
Kenny Chesney fan.
Sure.
It's one of my favorite songs because when you listen to that tune in particular, at the end of the day, we've talked about this, I guess, in the bus, maybe not so much in the air, but after next Tuesday, and it's obviously super important, but I think what happens after Tuesday is going to be equally as important as well, because you guys have talked about this. One of the tenets of a democracy is the losing side has to accept the results.
Correct.
And I know there's a lot of people that are nervous about what's going to come next.
No, and I think they should. I think it's unfortunate, but I don't think we should be naive. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, which is, you know, if you go to your polling place, you see something you don't like, you think is maybe off, right? Tell the registrar. If there's local law enforcement, tell them. We met a gentleman in Madison on Monday night who's a poll worker, and he said they've got an additional training this year to make sure they can recognize if something's going wrong. But I 100% agree, and I think that from my perspective, you know, we need to get through November 5th. We need to have a big win for Kamala Harris. Again, remember, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not going to be a Democrat, right? I am probably a lifelong independent at this point, Todd. But from us, you know, when we hear the words like turn the page, it's not just a matter of Republican, Democrat, left or right. It's really about trying to end this last, it's hard to believe, decade of just ugliness. Yeah. Really the antithesis of that Kenny Chesney song,
yeah,
right? Which is everybody, it's, you know, it's that Kenny Chesney song, we're living it in the minor key, right? It's not about it's not about getting along, it's about finding difference. And I, you know, it sounds naive, but I think, you know, we got to sort of get back to brass tacks. And one thing that I've loved about being out here with you all is, you know, seeing everybody who has worked together, whether or not it's here in the Rapids or in Viroqua or wherever it is we've been. It's been an incredible thing to see folks working together, you know, and here, especially the local radio stations, how much they do for the community, how much they bring everybody together. And I think that it's one of those things that's been a reminder of me. We got a lot of work to do, but from my perspective, if this is the kind of work I get to do, like, count me in.
Right. It's absolutely true. Trivi, you talked a little bit about what comes after January, well, that too, but after what comes after November 5th. And And I know there's a lot of people that are apprehensive about that. I know there's been a lot in the news about that. I think first and foremost, people just have to make sure they're registered and go out and vote. Remember, Wisconsin is a same-day register and vote day. You need a form of legal ID and a proof that you live at the place, like a utility bill. And remember, in Wisconsin, it no longer has to be paper. You have a lot of people have like the billing.
If you're a student, you have to have either a Wisconsin driver's license or you have to go get a separate voter student ID.
Right.
You can't just use your student ID.
Correct.
That was an obstacle the state legislature put up because it used to be that if you lived in the dorms and on campus, you only needed your student ID because they know you're obviously registered and you're there, but they've added that. So you have to go and get that document. We learned that when Reed and I were on the campus.
So there right. You go. That's good information. Mr. Zomers, let's we got 5. You want to play a little What's Worse, Mr. Zomers? If we get when you get that up, we can play a little What's Worse. We have a from the old office. Here we go. What's Worse? Look at that, Zomers.
Then of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get
time once again to play What's Worse. There is no prize money involved, no giveaways, only your chance to have your voice heard on statewide radio. Here we go, guys, from the old home office, as they say. What's worse? What's worse? Chicago deep dish pizza or the fact they won't put ketchup on hot dogs? I guess we're talking about Chicagoans here, but what's worse, the Chicago deep dish pizza or the fact that they will not put ketchup on hot dogs? Give us a call, weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I don't like ketchup, so.
Well, you don't, so there you go.
Oh,
we just got a big, what's worse is the wind, that's worse. Right.
What's worse, the wind blowing over all your gear or the wind blowing over all your gear?
Could have taken out our video.
Right, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Chicago deep dish pizza or the fact that they will not put ketchup on hot dogs?
I don't know. Yeah.
Ketchup on hot dogs. I like Chicago deep dish pizza. And that Chicago deep dish pizza we had at the place your sister recommended was fantastic.
You know, and yes, I think you only really need to have it like once a year. Like right. Chicago deep dish pizza, you can't really have it more than that.
They would take New York style pizza over Chicago deep dish pizza.
It really depends on what mood you're in. I like both.
If you're drunk, you definitely.
But you know what? I also like Star Wars and Star Trek. So like.
Me too.
Right? I think that.
No.
Sure, of course, they're two different things.
Yes, you can like both.
Yeah. Star Trek stinks.
Oh my gosh! You stink on ice.
That's completely controversial.
Right.
Oh God.
God.
Really? All the lessons from Star Trek, Trigvy?
You guys are.
Bill Shatner, Captain Kirk.
Right, Mr. Spock.
Leonard Nimoy.
I mean,
Leonard Nimoy was a star.
He was.
Leonard Nimoy was a star. That I.
William Shatner's still hanging around.
Yes,
but that isn't what it became. It became all this. Oh God! I would take Planet of the Apes, which I can't stand either. Over
855-752-4842.
You know what? You would have starred in Planet of the Apes.
Gary in Sussex. Gary, we're hanging on to the 10. What's worse, my friend? Go ahead, Gary.
I don't really care either one, but I do like.
Amen, Gary.
Gary wins.
But I do want to make a comment. I'd like you to listen to my rant for a second.
All right, okay. You got 90 seconds, Gary.
All right. I believe that Kamala Harris and the Democrats, if they would have revoked the 25th Amendment and did it like maybe 2 weeks before the election now or maybe 3-4 weeks before, she would have won easily because she would have been a sitting president and nobody would have known all her flaws. But as they did it too early, they did not make her the president. And then everybody picked her apart. The Republicans wouldn't have to pick her apart. Look how popular she was right after the convention, you know? So that's what I think. What do you think, Todd?
Mr. Donald? I'll ask my guests.
Invoking the 25th Amendment is more complicated. You have to have a majority of cabinet members who then deliver a letter to Congress saying they believe the sitting president is incapacitated. The sitting president then has the opportunity to send yet another letter to Congress saying, no, I am not incapacitated. And so
here's the thing. To your point, she got popular fast. It was inevitable that high was going to come down, but she has sat at about 3%. She went up to 5 after the debate, but she's been consistent.
Come on back. We have more from Wisconsin Rapids on Civic Media on the...
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. In a little over a week of early voting, Wisconsin has already surpassed 1 million total votes submitted. According to election officials, about 1.25 million absentee ballots were requested across the state for the November election, and about 1.1 million have already been submitted through in-person absentee votes and mail-in votes. Election officials are also reminding voters that all ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted, and they should only use official sources like the Wisconsin Election Commission website for voting information. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie is proposing nearly $60 million of investments to recruit and retain teachers. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, the proposal includes stipends to student teachers to cover expenses and reduce debt, along with a Grow Your Own grant program. The proposal also includes an expansion to the Peer Review and Mentoring Grant Program and seeks to review the requirements for licensure to eliminate more barriers for potential teachers. A popular yearly event in Hayward is once again looking to the community for help designing this year's logo. On Wednesday, the Hayward Chamber of Commerce officially launched its yearly contest to design the logo for the Muskie Festival. The 75th iteration of Muskie Fest is scheduled for June 20th to June 22nd, and logo submissions must be submitted by January 5th. According to the rules, the logo submissions must include the theme of 75 years of casting memories, as well as the event's name, date, and location. Entries can be submitted online or in person. A local favorite yearly event in Hayward has announced a change of date for next summer's event. Officials from the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward have announced that the competition will now be held from July 17th to July 19th due to scheduling conflicts with a number of vendors. They say the change gives them a chance to provide the highest quality competition for both competitors and spectators. Next summer will mark the 65th iteration of the Timber Sports Contest, which brings thousands to the area each year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in six movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Snow possibly mixed with rain this afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Don't be shocked if you hear some thunder, and those winds are whipping, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures, and snow accumulations could be around 1 to 3 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 107.5 WLAK and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me.
The chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes Frank Sinatra, to bring us back in.
2 days in a row we've had Frank.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big Frank fan. I got no problem with it. Welcome back to the Tom O'Brien Show.
Got songs for a lot of vacations.
Yes, live on location here at beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, where they are not summer winds. They are the winds of November came early. Speaking of Gordon Lightfoot,
Quartz Gold.
Yeah, a little wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald here. Welcome back to the show, Todd Allball, along with Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, president of the union, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We are here live on location to bring you the show today at the home of WFHR, Great Legacy Radio Station, part of Civic Media, celebrating 84 years in 5 days, which just happens to be Election Day. As well, guys, yes, the winds are blowing in. We thank Melissa Kay, who's helping us keep the tent down. Also, Chris Geezy, also our videographer, helping us as well. We're asking the question, what's worse before the break there? What's worse, the fact that our deep dish Chicago pizza, or the fact that Chicagoans do not like to put ketchup on their hot dogs?
May I ask
or
what came up with this question?
They don't tell us. They don't tell us. They just send it to us.
You know what?
Who's they? Because I'd like to have a word with them. I just think it's a silly question.
It's a silly question. It is.
If we're frozen, they can just put us in a supply closet and we'll be like Ted Cruz on January 6th.
That's pretty good. Dave in New Berlin says, ketchup is gross. I bet you hate puppies, babies, and baseball. Commie.
Is that what they said about me?
No, that's what they said about me.
Meanwhile, the opposite. The opposite comment.
Of course, I love babies, I love baseball, I love dogs.
Matt, our UPS driver up in beautiful Richland Center, Matt's come out to the show before. We've done this before. Matt says, ketchup is garbage juice. Trigvi is right. And
no,
so
it's
is
Reed who's right. I like right. ketchup.
Reed is right on there. So there's a vote for Reed.
But he said Trigvi is right in that the Sith will once more rule the galaxy.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Roger, listening in Stevens Point, he is listening to WFHI. Well, thank you, Roger.
I hope he's coming to Ghouls tonight.
Yes. He says no
ketchup on his curds.
He says no ketchup on hot dogs is worse. Deep dish pizza is the best. Well, there you go. Roger, as Trigvi said, come out to Goose tonight at 1140 Main Street in Stevens Point.
No ketchup on your curds.
We'll have ranch, too, or you can eat them plain, whichever you like to do. 6:30 to 7:30 tonight at Goose in Stevens Point. Come on down, as they say on The Price is Right. Dave in New Berlin listening and says Wisconsin Rapids has awesome fireworks on the 4th of July. Haven't missed them since the first time I saw them in 2015.
Oh, cool.
Hotel Mead is lovely. Oh, we should have stayed at Hotel Mead last
night. Yeah, because the one we stayed in wasn't so good.
It was fine.
It was fine. Better than the Super 8 and Steve.
Trigby's idea of roughing
it's not the Ritz.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Not true. I'm the least elitist hotel guy ever.
Trigby's a little high.
Yeah, he's the least elitist, Todd, with all his electric gear.
Right. Exactly right. What else we got here off the text line? Listening in Wisconsin Rapids here. Laura in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR says, the polka show is what I love about FHR. You can only find polka shows on local radio anymore, and WFHR has a great one. Shout out to Tim Humboldt, the polka guy. Is that right, Melissa?
Hey, all right, polka guy.
Hey, look at that. We got a polka guy in town.
Yeah, listen. I mean, you know, where I went to college, down the road, we had a place called New Braunfels, and they had Worst Fest, and it was the 10-day salute to sausage. And so you just went, and it was the chicken dance and polka, beer, and sausage. It was the greatest.
Sounds like the last time I visited Boys Town in Chicago, but anyway.
I was going to say.
Go ahead, drink me.
I was going to say. Sounds like a Donald Trump
back there.
Rally. Salute to sausage.
Okay, very good. In case it's a potpourri, the next half hour, anything goes. 855-752-4842.
Let's talk about something important here.
All right, let's talk about something important.
Dan Schaefer,
Dan Schaefer, our political editor here at Civic Media, and of the recombobulation area.
And generally a great guy.
Great guy. His birthday
guy you would want to drink beer and eat curds with.
Yes.
He parsed through the Marquette poll. Generation X, of which Reed and I often talk about the fact that we are Gen Xers.
As is Todd.
Is Todd. Generation X in Wisconsin, amongst men, Donald Trump is winning with 36%. Amongst women, Gen X women, he is losing by 23%. I think I have those numbers.
He's winning Gen X men by 36.
He's winning Gen X men.
By 36.
Now, this is the thing. If you are the daughter of a Gen X guy here in Wisconsin, you need to have a heart-to-heart with your dad. Because I guarantee you, Gen X girl dads, of which Reed and I are, Todd is not.
Or if you're the wife of a Gen X dad who has daughters.
But particularly if you're the daughter. If you're the wife, you need to talk to the daughter.
But I think the moms are listening. The daughters
Yeah, the moms are probably listening. But you need to talk to your daughters, and you need to have them talk to dad.
I like to know my audience.
And they need to say to dad, you have always been my protector. You have taught me the value of integrity, Dad. And you don't want... One of the things you taught me is, whether it's true or not, you don't want government telling you what kind of shotgun you can own, or that you have to wear a seatbelt, or that you have to have a catalytic converter on your pickup truck. Those are all...
I know.
Any of those things, you have to say that to them, and then you have to say, Dad, we need to have an honest conversation, because... You, by supporting Trump, are not protecting me, and you're not demonstrating the integrity by voting for a man who says what Donald Trump said yesterday about women.
Right.
But the daughters need to start the conversations, and then, for the moms who are listening, it's time to do your thing and say to them, sort of like my wife does to me, my daughters tell me I need to go in for my annual physical. And then my wife said, when I go to her and say, oh, you know, the girls think I need to have a physical, she says, well, of course you do.
All right.
That is what needs to happen. And I'm telling you, the MAGAs are afraid of that.
That's a really great point. And Zomers, forgive me with the wind and stuff here. I'm not sure. Did I send you that clip that Liz Cheney tweeted out? And I think this is that goofball Charlie Kirk or somebody like that talking to Megyn Kelly. Do you have that clip, Zomers?
No, but I can find it.
All right, no worries. I thought,
or you could get Jesse Waters saying he would divorce his wife if she voted for Harris.
Right.
Like, nice.
No. It was worse than that. He said if his wife voted for Kamala Harris, it would be like she was having an affair.
Yes.
The irony of that, of course, is that this is his second wife with whom he had an affair before he married her and divorced his first wife.
Great guy.
And the point is here that they don't let up, these mega folks, dude. Trump doesn't. It's that in 2024, we have people that believe that the husband, the boyfriend, whoever, should control and tell the women in their lives how to vote.
Let's see how that'd go over in my house.
Yeah.
Wouldn't go very good in mine either.
No. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick listening in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, you know, I just finished reading something about how long this is going to take to sort out because of all the crazy election laws across the country and some other stuff that has been enacted since 2020, unless it is a blowout one way or the other. Along with the Electoral College, it should go by the way of the dodo bird. We've got to address the fact this is a federal election, correct? When you vote for the United States Senate, the House of Representatives, or president. How about having, this is a novel idea, a federal law so that we don't have 50 different ways of looking at it? This is ridiculous, letting each state have their own little stupid way of going about a federal election.
Yeah. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
Actually, it's in the Constitution.
Constitutional, and states were allotted the right to execute elections.
My personal belief is at this point in time, I wish we had a popular vote election, but the fact is we don't.
Well, I think that's one thing that is really unsatisfying, is at this moment, these are the rules of the game.
Right.
If you want to win, you have to win under the rules of the game. If you win enough, Todd, by the rules of the game, then you will be able to change the rules.
Right.
But until and unless you do that, th-
this is where we are.
This is the thing. If you had a national popular vote, you wouldn't be seeing Kamala Harris going to Appleton tomorrow. You wouldn't see Donald Trump right. coming to Wisconsin. I say this often. Democracy is on the line. I truly believe that from my work around the world in this election. And I say that as a conservative. Mm-hmm. But this is the good thing, and this is what I hold hope to. The people who are going to decide this election are the people that we're talking to all across the state of Wisconsin. It's my drinking buddies who are coming to the Packer game with us on Sunday. The people of Wisconsin who are going to decide this, if somebody has to decide the fate of democracy, I'm glad it's people in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Because if you had a national popular vote, all that time would be spent in big population centers like L.A., yeah. Chicago, New York. And the reality is, I get that the process seems stupid. Because and if you're a Democrat, I get why you don't like it, because you've won the popular vote and lost the Electoral College for the last 6 years. But the reality is, it does create a circumstance where the candidates are forced to actually talk to people who take that responsibility seriously, at least a lot of them.
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Stoughton in beautiful Dane County. CJ, listening in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd and gentlemen. You know, as I hear you talk about the threat to democracy and President Trump poses, he's not the one that's in court fighting to keep 1,600 illegals on the voting rolls. And when I hear, I'm the father of four beautiful, healthy daughters, amen. But when I hear you talk about how you want your daughters to vote, I guess I've been frustrated with this topic. I've evolved. I actually called Robin Voss's office and was frustrated that the Republicans hadn't done anything. Well, their staff told me that they offered, Voss and the Republicans offered Governor Evers 15 weeks with exceptions of rape and incest, the health of the mother, and the child. So the fact that you folks, your party, doesn't acknowledge that it's gone to the states, it's been tried to be resolved, but your party sees it as a political issue, so you don't want a resolution on abortion. You want no limit.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate the call.
First of all, CJ.
None of us are Democrat. We belong to the Democratic Party. We're all independent now, okay. But go ahead.
Let me answer two of those things. One, I live in Virginia, and there are people that have been taken off the rolls who have passports. Now, they can go back and re-register, but and that was part of the case that was being made, is that there were people this close to an election who were being removed from the rolls who had the right to vote. I would argue that on questions like that, particularly this close to an election, we should err on the side of caution to make sure that we're not disenfranchising people that have the right to vote.
Right.
I have nothing against taking people off the rolls that don't have the right to vote. As for the question of abortion.
1 minute.
The in Mississippi, which has far more restrictive rules to abortion, and this is the problem with a national sort of having every state decide. It's the same argument that was made over slavery, quite frankly, that J.D. Vance made during the debate, that every state should be able to have that determination. The problem with that is you have a 13-year-old girl in Mississippi who in the last 5 to 8 days was a victim of rape, had to deliver the child because she couldn't get an abortion. That is an anathema. And the argument that's being had about states' rights and putting it back to the states is an old argument in the United States. It goes back actually to slavery. So, but I'm glad that you reached out to Robin Voss. I think that's good, CJ. And if Tony Evers and Robin Voss need to sit down and hash out something that people can live with, if this is the environment, but having 50 states each make their determination is a recipe for chaos and is a recipe for places like Oklahoma to try and ban birth control.
Yeah. 10 seconds.
Remember that it was in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was decided, even the Southern evangelical groups and leadership thought it was a good decision for everyone. It wasn't until the late 70s when they needed something to supercharge their base that they decided to go pro-life.
Back with more Melissa Kay and more of our great FHR team here. We're live in Wisconsin Rapids on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live on location in Wisconsin Rapids, here on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. We have Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project, president of the union, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project as well. Going to bring on one of our other staff members from WFHR in a minute. But first of all, quickly, let's go back to the phone lines. Wisco Paul, you wanted to call in. Wisco, go ahead quickly, please.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Great show today. But all your shows are good. And
too kind, thank you.
Civic Media is awesome because local radio statewide is that's where it's at. And I'd like to thank your guests also today. Hey, I just want to say I'm cautiously optimistic. I forget who just said it on your show. I don't think Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin are going to let Trump be president again. At least I hope not. So, hey, great show. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, appreciate it, Wisco. Thanks so much for being a longtime listener. And it was both Reed and Trigvi have said that, particularly Trigvi, if this election has to be decided by people in Wisconsin, we have a lot of faith in that. So get back to them in just a second. But first of all, I want to bring on one of our other great personalities here, our on-air personalities at WFHR, wearing a great costume. Dead end is what the costume says. Beth Habinger, we appreciate you being here. Beth, tell us your role here at WFHR.
So I'm an on-air personality on WIRI, the countryside. I go by the acronym. Oh, there we go. I go by Dottie B over there.
Okay.
And then I also host on WFHR the show within the show on Monday mornings called The Kitchen's Open.
I've heard The Kitchen Open before. Great show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's an award-winning show. It got a WBA award last year. Melissa and I kind of came up with this idea about 2 years ago because we were on the morning show a couple of times, and every time we seemed to be on the morning show, we'd start talking about food and cooking, which is a second love of mine. So I said, you know, what if we do a little segment that would have some jokes, some comedy, and some information as well? So that just kind of took off, and it keeps going. And as I came on board with the station, I took that over from Melissa, who had it for a good year and a half. Right. And she did a phenomenal job getting it up off the ground. Obviously, it won an award, so it must be pretty good. A
fantastic show. People can hear it at civicmedia.us and wherever you get your podcast as well.
Yes.
It's fascinating. You said as we came on the air, I didn't know this. You're also a local pastor in town.
I am. I'm a pastor in the Moravian Church, which is a very small denomination.
Sure. Tell us what you're hearing from your congregants. You know, lots have been made about faith in this election. What's on people's minds in terms of people who are faith people?
Well, it's hard because there are so many issues there, and faith is such an individual thing. And our denomination does not have any official stance except against Christian nationalism. So, we really preach that you need to pray, discern, and think about, you know, what does your faith tell you is the right, and which of the candidates is really going to live that out.
Right. It's an important thing. We appreciate everything you're doing in your community here. Tell us a little bit more about the program. What are the things? How long have you been with FHR?
Actually, I just started at the beginning of September.
Well, that's great. That's great. We have somebody who's been here for 40-some years, and somebody who's been here for 4 months. Or
yeah, I'm the newest to the station right now. So,
we're so happy to have you be part of our civic media family. And again, it's what. These great programs, like you said, Melissa had this great award-winning program, The Kitchen's mm-hmm. Open, focusing on local issues. It's so important to these communities.
Absolutely. And we love just being here for the community and doing some special things. And this year we decided to come up with a new Halloween opportunity.
Nice.
So we have 2 hours that we do in the afternoon from 4 to 6. And with it being Halloween and trick-or-treating, we decided let's have something on air for moms and dads and the families as they're driving around. Today probably driving more than walking because of the wind and the cold. And so there, you know, we each took a turn reading some stories or poems, and there's going to be some great Halloween music. So for 2 hours, you get to just enjoy the season.
Well, it's great. And I know a lot of activities happening here in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. People going on trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. So everybody across the state, slow down a little bit starting this afternoon. Watch out for those trick-or-treaters because not all of them are watching the streets because they dart out for that candy.
That's true.
So be careful out there on the streets tonight. And thanks for all you're doing here at FHR IRI. Really, really appreciate
it. It's a joy to be a part of it.
Beth, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate
you.
My pleasure. Reed, I want to turn to you. I know you're getting on a plane tomorrow. You've been with us most of the week. You got other things to do. So I want to give you a couple of minutes here just to say what you want to say to close out the show.
No, and thanks, Todd, and thanks, Trigby, and thanks to everybody here in the Rapids. It's been just an incredible week, and really want to say thank you to you guys and to Sage and everyone else. It's been, as I said, I love being out on the road. And, you know, as I said, guys, this race, you know, we're beyond television ads at this point. We're beyond a lot of that stuff, or even beyond digital ads. This is now going to be one on the ground in the neighborhoods, you know, in the streets where folks are going to make the choice, right, individually. And I hope that everybody who's listening who has the opportunity to cast their ballot does so. You know, you can go to your local registrar. You can go to the Secretary of State's office and find out. If you're not registered, get registered. If you have, if you haven't voted, get out there and do it early. And if not, make that plan to vote on Election Day. And I hope everybody, again, will go to jointheunion.us and get involved. And if I can make a plug, check out the Homefront, my podcast. It's three times a week. Check it out. Have lots of great guests. You won't always know that they're famous, but they are the best at what they do in the pro-democracy movement. And Todd, I want to say thank you to you. You have an incredible program. You do an incredible job here. And I think the people of Wisconsin are lucky to have you.
Well, you're too kind. And it's only great because of folks like you and Trigby and Beth and all the people that make this show go and Zommers and Geezy and our great listeners and viewers as well. You know, one of the people that I know you worked with in Bush World for a long time, Karen Hughes, she has a great book, if you've never read it, called 10 Minutes from Normal. And one of my best lines in that book is when she says, every election comes down to a choice and perfect's not on the ballot.
Amen to that.
And I think that everybody, you know, if we're looking for a perfect candidate, we're never going to find it. But everybody has a constitutional right, particularly those people who died to give us this right, to go out and vote.
Amen.
Reed Galen, thank you so much. Jointheunion.us. Trigby Olson, thank you. Trigby's sticking around. He's got his warm gear for tomorrow. We'll be in Appleton at the home of the Timber Rattlers at Fox City Stadium. So, Trigby, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
He's texted right now.
No, I'm not.
He's really enthused to be here.
My batteries ran out.
Todd, I don't know what you're going to do when it's just the two of you.
Thanks to everybody here at the FHR. We love you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.